So today we're going to think together about a midah, a character trait, which is at the heart of personal development. And over the past few weeks, we've talked about the power of speech, and we have realized that at the root of this issue of positive and negative speech is an inner trait, an inner koach, that we need to direct in the right way, and that is the midah of gaiva. Gaiva, which means arrogance, and its complement in a healthy way is anava, is humility. So last week we shared the Torah of Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, who pointed out that there was a correlation between our speech and our gaiva anava factor. And that when we speak negatively about other people, it conveys, it expresses an inner reality of gaiva. So today, we're going to explore a small chapter in a different sefer that was just published not too long ago. The sefer is called Bayom Darkecha. This sefer, Bayom Darkecha, is authored anonymously, and it's published by a group in Israel, Miyusad al Sifrei Yam HaChachma, it says. It's published in Bnei Brak, built on the Svarim entitled Yam HaChachma. Yam HaChachma means the waters or the sea of wisdom. Yam is a Rosh Tevos for Yud Mem. Who is Yud Mem? A contemporary Talmud Chacham, major mashpia, great Torah personality of our age, Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, he spent time in America, in England. Now he's in Israel as the Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim of the yeshiva called Toras Chacham. And his nickname is Rav Itcha Meir. Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, Rav Itcha Meir, has become a tremendously influential personality in terms of understanding our path in Avodas Hashem. So several of his students have collected some of his insights and organized them according to different aspects of our Avodas Hashem in this sefer called Bayom Darkecha. So it's a play off of the Yam HaChachma, Bayom Darkecha, your way, the way of approaching Hashem. So today we're going to explore very briefly this initial passage in Bayom Darkecha on Gaiva, because it can help us find a path toward dealing with this midah, which is going to be expressed but not only in our speech, but in our entire lives. So they begin in the top, Hamidah Hametsuya Biyoser, the most common character trait, meaning the most common character flaw, Vahamazika Biyoser, and the most damaging, Hi Hagaiva, is arrogance. So if you were to look at the chief culprit of our growth challenges, it's an inner voice of Gaiva. Shehi HaShorash, that it is the root, shall call Hamidos Haros, of all evil Midos, V'imamish Avi Avos HaTumah. It is the worst of the worst of Tumah. So how do we address it? It's kedai that we should try to make some strides. And of course, gaiva is not to be confused with self-confidence and self-esteem. Gaiva is totally separate from self-confidence. Gaiva is a misrepresentation of our inner true selves, right? Usually gaiva starts with ourselves, that we're deceiving ourselves into who we are. Anava is an accurate representation of self. So he says, at the beginning, his bonanus. Let's think about this for a second. Let's think about the journey of gaiva. Where does it come from? It comes from a misunderstanding of reality. We have to think about this issue and to understand shel hagaiva, the fallacy of arrogance, kagon, for example, here's one way to deal with gaiva. She is boning that we should think, she'ein lenivra davar mishel atzmo. Do we have anything of ourselves? Are we self-made people? Can we breathe on our own? Can we move our limbs on our own? Can we create mental synapses in the brain to think on our own? No. Hashem needs to constantly give us life. Everything that we have. B'chol rega v'rega. Umemela, if we really focus on that, that every moment we are simply a gift of the Ratzon Hashem. Umemela b'me yiska, with what are we to be arrogant? Ava adam lahevel dama, she'ein lo kiyum mitzar atzmo. The truth is, what do we have from ourselves? Recognizing, top of the next column, u'b'chol hatzlachosav, and all the things that we were matzliach, shakol zeshefa shal Hashem yizbarach u'shinos la'adam esakol. Hashem gives us everything. So yes, Baruch Hashem, we have many things about which to be proud of our hatzlacha, but gaiva says, I did that. Anava says, I have this gift, I have this koach, the Rabbono Shel Olam gave it to me. Think about the difference in the frame. What's the nafkamina between the two? That's one. In the footnote, he adds another nekuda, which I think is amplified in today's world. The issue of comparing. Who are we comparing ourselves to? So, oftentimes, when we look around, we invariably, we compare ourselves to other people. We judge other people and we judge ourselves all the time. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos acknowledges, that people are judging all the time. Part of judging is comparing. So oftentimes, what do? We ruin ourselves, we damage ourselves in two ways. On the one hand, we compare ourselves to people who are in a better position in whatever arena that is, so we make ourselves feel small. We damage our self-confidence and our self-esteem because we say we're not that. And on the other hand, when we're in a mode of gaiva, when we're feeling small, we then compare ourselves to people who are in an inferior position to ourselves, and now we feel like, oh, we're here, we've arrived, we've got it made. And both of those are flawed. Bechlal, we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to others. And we should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us who we are, when we are, and where we are for a specific reason. It all comes through Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what he's going to talk about in the next page, where I'm going to get to in 1 minute. He says, first, Gam Yisboning, you should also think, Kama Hu Rachok Me'ashlemus. How far a person is from Shlemus. A person feels a sense of arrogance when they feel like, I've done it. I've arrived. I'm here. Have we really? You know, it's amazing to see how many great tzaddikim who knew their own worth but felt that they hadn't really accomplished all their potential. Dafka because they knew themselves. And it's not about comparing yourself to anybody else. Remember, it's not about comparing. The Heiliger Rebbe Reb Zusha of Anapoli, when he was going to leave the world, his students stood around and they saw that Reb Zusha was crying. And they said to him, Rebbe, why are you crying? You were such a saintly tzaddik. You were such a humble servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. He said, you know, I'm not crying because when I get there, they're going to ask me why you weren't Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not crying because when I get there, they're going to ask me why I wasn't Aaron HaKohen. I'm crying because when I get there, you know what they're going to ask me? Why weren't you Zusha? So he felt that there was so much more capacity, there was so much more potential that he hadn't reached. So Kal V'Chomer, Ben Benoshel Kal V'Chomer, we're going to be misga on another person. We're going to be arrogant over another person because of our accomplishments. Number one, who gave us those accomplishments? And number two, have we really, especially in the spiritual realm, have we maximized our potential? Maybe our potential is so much greater than that other individual, and that they're actually ahead of us, so to speak. Not that you should be comparing, but the notion of how much, who Moshe v'Aaron, who Moshe v'Aaron, who Aaron and Moshe, who Aaron and Moshe, the Torah interchanges the order. So Rashi says, Malamet Shekulam Sheshkulamin, that they were comparable, that they were equal. What does it mean they were equal? Aaron HaKohen, very spiritual, accomplished man, awesome, terrific. But was he Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNavim. He was a singular personality in the entire course of history. Pe'el pe'al daber, but what does it mean that Aaron and Moshe were shkulim? So some suggest it's because Aaron and Moshe both had specific tafkidim, they had specific roles, they had specific potential, and they each maximized their potential. And that they were shakul. So I look at somebody else with a perspective of gaiva, and I say, ah, so much greater than them. Really? Maybe that person at their level, they fulfilled their potential. And me, have I really fulfilled my potential? Can I honestly say that? A person who has an accurate sense of self knows how much more we have to grow. So now, let's get to the main point. What's the main nekuda? So what is the antidote to gaiva? If gaiva is expressed, if it's manifest through speech, and it's found in this attitude of, I did it and I'm better than, where does it all come back to? It comes back to the Rabbono Shel Olam. It comes back to understanding, what's my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's Rabbono Shel Olam in my world? Is it he orbiting me or I orbiting him? Turn the page over. What's the answer? Hadveikus os beis, connecting with Hashem, an awareness, a consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi hapitaron l'gaiva. That is the answer. That's the antidote to arrogance. Ein od movado. The more that Hashem occupies our mind, our mental space, our consciousness, then there's less room for gaiva. And that's why the Gemara says in Sota that a person who is arrogant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anivahu einin yacholim l'dor ba'olam. We can't live in the same space. Why? Because the antidote to gaiva is creating space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person inflates themselves, then there's no room for him, kivyachol, with a capital H. But the more we have this dveikus, this connection to Hashem, then the less there's room for gaiva. And the truth is, that is really the mark of greatness. Svasemis writes, the more that you constrict yourself to make room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that you focus on Hashem in your life, that so to speak, shrinking yourself down to make room for Hashem, that's actually the greatness of a person. The more you inflate yourself and you box out the Rabbono Shel Olam, the smaller of a person you are. The people who are Baalei Gaiva, and we all struggle with this at different times, but when we take a step back and realize how much smallness that is. Vehine. Af acharei sha'adam mevin, after a person understands, lama einot tzarech lizgaos, why there's no place for arrogance, v'omal shelo lizgaos, a person struggles not to be arrogant, mikol makom lemaisa, practically zik ma'ot kashen. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. That fine line between self-confidence and arrogance is tricky. Mikol makom lemaisa, zik ma'ot kashen. Ad, next paragraph, shelefamim nira, it seems sometimes, she'ein derech ve'itza li'inotza l'gamim me'agaiva. Sounds like we can never escape this problem. Ube'emes, and in truth, rotzen Hashem yizbarach, the will of Hashem, she'nilcham bo shuv v'shuv. We should constantly, repeatedly struggle. V'nisponi b'chol pam, and to keep thinking, she'ein lanu b'men lehizgos. We need to keep coming back to it. We need to reinforce it. Amnam, next paragraph. Yesh lo hosif, let's add, nekuda yesodis ma'odam, very fundamental point. very, very fundamental. Next paragraph. Tzarech ladas, we have to know. Shekol mida ra, that every negative trait, he be'etz them in truth, it's or kadosh. It's a holy light. This gets back to a bigger question of how we view midos in general. Is it that there is this bad mida that needs to be eradicated, or is it a mida that needs to be transfigured or focused or channeled in a certain way? The mida of gaiva, even though it's the shorish of kol midos throws, there's an element of light. What's that? It's a nitzotz eloki, a spark of godliness, shemechusa beklipa, which is covered by a gross, crass, coarse husk. V'hu ba'atzmo tova kadosh, it's really good. Elo shehu meluba shehu mitzura b'tzura shel ra, but it looks bad, it looks evil. Now, there's a big debate in general in the world of Chassidus about the nature of evil. Does evil really exist? Or is there no such thing as evil? It's just tov, which is being disguised. Vitzarech lahavshit es hara, we have to unclothe the evil, dahailo lehis ale mehara, to remove, to get rid of the evil, ulehikonis lahargish es hatov shebo, and to sense the good in it. Mitoch havana, from an understanding, shebe'etzem yeshkan davar tov, that really there is something good here. Elawat shayetzer mechase ezer. So what's good in gaiva? What could be productive, constructive? V'lachein tzarech ladas b'chol midara ma'u ashor shebikdusha. And what is that? V'hine, next paragraph, left column, paragraph v'hine. Hagaiva, arrogance, shor shebimida hatif eris. The shorish of gaiva is rooted in the mida of tiferes. Tiferes means balance. Maybe you could even call it success. In a certain sense, Avram and Yitzchak each had an element that didn't go the way they wanted it to go, whether it was Yishmael or Esav. But Yaakov was the mida of tiferes. He had it all. He was perfect. It was the right balance. He was spot on. The mida of gaiva is rooted in being spot on. But what is that? Mida opnimius mida satiferis in yana, dveikus b'Hashem yisbarach. Really connecting to Hashem in every dimension. Meaning, if a person is truly connected to Hashem all the time, then they are able to balance appropriately the ahava, the love, and the yira, the awe. Right? We struggle to balance the chesed and the kavura, to come with that exact perfect balance of tiferes. But that comes from knowing what does Hashem want in every circumstance. Is in this circumstance it more appropriate to have more gaiva, more strictness, more left hand, or more ava, more love, more chesed, more right hand? A person who's truly, totally connected to Hashem all the time, memela hadveikus, he says, staying close to Hashem, feeling an inner connection, he apitaron legaiva. That's the answer, the antidote to arrogance. Ve'ein derech ve'etza lehinotz legami me'agaiva, ela lehidabayik bo yizbarach. Take a look in the footnote here, beautiful ha'ara. Kuf Zayin, you see on the bottom? He quotes in the Ramah, the beginning of Or HaChaim, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, zeklal gadol b'torah uvemailos hatzadikim. An awareness in front of us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a great principle in Torah and in the high level of the tzadikim. Says the Gra, v'kasav sham ha-Gra, v'zeh kol mailos hatzadikim. And this is the entire maila of tzadikim. Umashma bidvarav shizu ha-maila ha-yechida. This is the singular quality of tzadikim, of those of us who are striving to be our best, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'efshar b'kocha liyosadik v'lamod v'lamod b'nisayon. If you understand that the root, that the shoresh of all midos ros is gaiva, that the milos hatzadikim is shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, what distinguishes the tzadik is their awareness, their consciousness of Hashem. That is therefore the antidote of gaiva. Gaiva is the anti HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So what is Shivisi Hashem? That's the ultimate solution for Gaiva. V'lakach. And this will close with the last two paragraphs on this page. Miyad, immediately. Kasher Omar, Kasher Ha'odam Margish. When a person senses Shemis Oreres Etzlo Gaiva, that they're feeling a sense of arrogance, Hutzarach Li'ikones L'Dveikos, they need to enter into an inner world. They need to turn inward into the world of the Ribbono Shalom, Ulahargish Es Hashem Yisbarach Ito B'chuz Egoro B'chol Libo, and to feel the presence of Hashem, whether that's breathing consciously or being present in the moment consciously, Dahainu Lahargish Eich Hashem Yisbarach, to feel how Hashem is Nimtza Kan Mamish. It's here right now. The Rambam associates gaiva with kas, with anger. What happens when we get angry? We lose control. We lose that awareness that Hashem is here, that Hashem is taking care of everything. We need to take that step back. Shehu mamish nochach kan, that Hashem is really, really here. Ulahargish, and to feel eich she'ani nidbak bo yisbarach bechavika utshuva atzuma. To feel that we really have this connection, this nochach, it keeps coming back. That's okay. That's part of life. It keeps giving us an opportunity to refresh and to believe that every time this little voice of gaiva asserts itself, it's actually an opportunity for us to double down on our avenue of dveikus. He says, this is the deepest way. That whenever we have this challenge of gaiva, to come back to that feeling of dveikus, that inner light, that inner tranquility. It's true that gaiva is expressed in anger, but of course it's also expressed in speech. When we catch ourselves speaking about negatively about somebody else, we can ask ourselves the question, where's the Ribbono Shel'Olam? Am I feeling the Ribbono Shel'Olam with me really right now? Not because Hashem is some kind of angry God with a lightning bolt that he's going to strike us down because we said a negative word. But because, wait a second, if really everything is his, I'm just an emissary of him, I'm a spark of Hashem's light in the world, is it really appropriate? Is that who I am? That I even have the havamina to speak negatively about that person? This perspective of being connected on a deep level to Hashem all the time, it transforms us into those kind of tzaddikim that we want to be, who are the epitome of humility in the way that they conduct themselves, both ben adam lamakom, between us and Hashem, and of course ben adam lachaver, with other people.